Thanks so much for tuning in to 1320 WILS. Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and it's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I'm quite good, Tony. I might add this heat is kind of remarkable, even for someone who says he would never complain during the winter. But I must say, these 90-degree days, one after another, I love them in many ways, but they do take a toll if you try to walk midday.
Well, that's as annoyed as I've ever heard you, Dr. Braccio. You are human. How about that?
Well, I try a little bit.
You have more patience than anybody I know, that's for sure. Let's talk about a story that you told me about a woman who wants to retire, but her husband wants her to keep working until he can retire. Sounds like a little conflict there.
Well, Tony, it's more common than you might think. It's a difficult situation. People may love each other. They may have a good home. They can have children together. They can have a good future. But if one can retire early, often, more than you might think, this causes conflict because the person who has to work, whether it's fair or not, it probably is not fair, resents the fact the other person will be home. So these are things you really do have to talk about, you know, well before the opportunity to retire comes as best you can. And it's one of those things I never encourage people to be selfish. On the other hand, and I don't consider this selfish, I do believe, though, if you have an opportunity to retire, it's something you can do. It's something you really want to do. I think the person ought to have the opportunity to do that. And I think when the spouse will push not to have that happen or say, you have to work as long as I do or it's not fair, this type of thing, I think that is one of those times that a spouse needs to have the opportunity to say, I've really had it. I have the opportunity to leave and I'm going to do that. Now, there may be those that disagree with me but I have seen this cause a lot of poison in relationships over the years.
Oh, it's interesting. I'm going to work until I fall over, at least until they until they kick me out of here. Now, I think my wife would like to retire if we could, and I'd like her to retire, not only if that's what she wants to do, but I know that'd give her a lot more free time for selfishly things that may benefit me, like baking and cooking and that kind of thing. But hey, I guess I just thought people did what they had to do, and if they had a little flexibility, you know, it's something I guess we don't think about enough about our spouse.
Well, I think that is true, Tony. And see, we're also at a time where maybe it's more the other way. People have lost so much equity in their homes. There's no interest for CDs or for treasuries in terms of being able to use money that's accumulated to, you know, to be able to pay for retirement. So another pattern is people aren't even able to retire. And then even another further group, if you will, are those that retire and aren't happy. Now, if your wife were to retire sometime in the future, which I'm sure she will, and she has things to do when she retires and that make her satisfied, then I feel that was that's very good. I was talking to a friend of mine over the weekend at a wedding that we went to, and he's a professor out at MSU, and he could have retired some years ago, and he was saying and actually crediting me when I said, well, a few years ago, well, if you're going to retire, you need to have something to retire to, and if you're not going to be any happier retired than you are working, then you're much better off continuing working. So you have that end of the continuum. So it's just a lot of turmoil, I think, right now. The one example we talked about is when a spouse wants someone to keep working, then there are cases where people both would like to retire, or either one would like to retire, but they're so worried about what's the value of the dollar going to be, is the retirement really going to be safe? So these are very difficult times for people hitting retirement age, Tony, all the way around.
All right. What kind of conversation should we have with our significant other when we're trying to figure out should we retire or not?
Well, I think we need to talk about the future. What do we really need? Okay, that's sometimes a financial planner can help you. Just so you can sit down yourself, you have to really look at what are our expenses. What do we really feel we must have, okay? What can we cut out? And then look at the income stream that you're going to have, and then that can help you make a decision. A lot of times when people want to retire, they're in no position to retire, so people will take an early out from the state to county or wherever it might be. And all of a sudden, you know, they'll do that at 50, 55, and then 10 years later, they're realizing, even with Social Security, that their money is not going around, or they have lost it in the stock market or whatever it might be. So there are many older folks, if you will, that are coming back into the workplace. So you really need to plan it out and make sure you know what you're doing. And quite candidly, Tony, I think a lot of people making these decisions are making them without really knowing what's going to be required and what do they really need for the future. So these are huge decisions that couples need to sit down, they need to talk to each other, they need to sort it out, and as need be, do need to get with people that understand money.
Dr. Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and we've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Dr. Braccio's website is drjohnb.com. Check it out, Dr. B. Have a great weekend and week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Listen, same to you, and we celebrate the 4th, a great day for our Independence Day, Tony. I'm excited about that, for the fireworks and the whole works. So anyway, talk to you later, my friend.
717, 75 degrees on the Tuesday morning edition of the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS.